Somebody like you doing in a place like this. Oh, we've started. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot that we're started. Emeka says my voice is nice, but I know he's whining me. This is what love makes me do.
Love, love, love.
And love makes him do things too.
Yes, sir.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of JJC Tales. Today, I have one of my favorite people in the studio again. He's been here before and he's here again. Just because I like talking to him.
Aww.
Do you want to introduce yourself again, or I should just tell them it's you?
Just tell them it's me.
So, his name is Chukwu Emeka. He was here a few weeks ago, and I just couldn't wait to have him back in the studio because, I mean, I had a swell time with him. I think I'm going to just make him a regular on the show. What do you think, Emeka?
As far as the money is coming in.
Benny. How many money?
The monies.
What money? Mm. What money is?
The money is so...
How much did I pay you?
No, I don't want your people to start, you know, fooling.
Let me never push you from the studio now. Anyways, hi guys, it's Diana again. And yes, I have Chukwu Emeka here with me. Today is going to be very interesting, in my opinion, because this topic, voila.
We are shaking tables.
It's a serious problem, as in, we're shaking serious tables. Like, the table is almost broken, but we're going to shake it some more.
Mm-hmm.
So today's topic is standards, double or nothing. I like this topic. I really like it because people always shift the goalposts regularly. So yeah, I'm going to base this topic on certain stories I've seen like over the past few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the first one was about this lady who was talking about men toasting girls out of their leagues. Did you see that?
Oh. That one, I always see versions of that. There's a new version. Like, people always post
well,
that.
Well, yeah. So, there's a new version of this girl, I think, on Twitter. She was saying how men come to toast her. They don't know that she's out of their league or something. That they should go for girls in their league. Something along the lines of that, Sha.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah, that was basically what she was saying. And in my mind, I'm like, okay. Yeah, I get that. I do believe that people should, like, stay in their lanes and probably just ask people in their leagues out in order to avoid embarrassment or health and stuff. But now this is coming from a girl, and I'm asking myself, but do men have leagues? Like, okay, yeah. Some girls feel like they're out of some guys' leagues. Yes, do guys feel like they're girls that are out of their leagues or beneath their leagues?
You know that stuff.
Yeah.
So in the same way, guys should also say the same thing. Like,
guys say that, as a girl,
girls,
you know, because I know there are some girls that shoot their shots, right?
Yeah.
Do guys look at her and I'm like, oh, I bet she's not even my type or she's not in my league. Why should I even answer her? So yeah, that's why I have Emeka here today. Let's talk about it together. So yeah, Emeka, what do you think? Do you think you have a league?
Me? I'm a human being.
come off it.
Well, you know that when it comes to that league stuff, right? I don't know, or class, as some people call I don't know. It's okay if you feel you have one. It's okay. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's okay if you feel you have one. Like, I respect that. If you feel you have one, then, and you want someone that you feel in your class, you know, you want to date that person, then, that's you. That's okay, in a sense. But you should be ready if someone tells you, girl, you're not in my league, you know.
But see, most people that say things like, oh, you're not in my class, when they are told by other people that, oh, you're not in my class, it hurts. They feel really slighted and they're like, why would someone say that to me? Do you know who I am? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so that's the sad thing about it. You know, you want to feel like you're in a class. Okay, good. You've classed yourself. So that means there are people above your class. In a sense, in the same category of put it. So yeah, you should be ready to have it all. You know, that problem I have with those kind of people is that they want to define it and define it for another person. Like, they define their own class, so I'm above you, and another person will now come and say, like you said, you know, you're not in my class, and they're like, no, I'm in your class. You know, you can't be in my own class. I'm saying you're not in my class, and you're trying to force yourself.
So when that thing happened, when I saw that, I think a friend sent it to me, right, and we had a very interesting conversation about around that thing, even though we fought. Yes, we fought before we had the conversation, but still, so. He asked me a question. He's like, what defines this class or league for girls?
Yeah.
And okay, in my opinion, I feel like this is how it works, right?
Yeah.
As a guy, you're probably going, maybe you're trekking one day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's imagine you're trekking to somewhere.
Yeah.
And you see this babe coming out of an Uber or a ride.
Mm.
With bone straight.
Mm-hmm.
Her body looks like she has had a BBL done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just looks banging. And yes, I mean, she's attractive. You're going to want to talk to her. But you're trekking under the hot sun.
Yeah.
And she's probably just like taking Uber here and there. People are paying for her rides, or she has people dropping her off.
Yeah.
Coming down from a G-Wagon. Would you toast this babe?
Yeah, I can. So
these are the issues.
Yeah, so like, so that goes back to, like I said, it depends on the individual, you know. And it's, to people, yes, some persons, like, that's where you have to know yourself. If you feel like you're in a class lower, then you stay in your lane, you know. Like, you ask me a direct question, and my a direct answer.
So you're saying you toast the baby. So when let's take for instance. This is very interesting. Let's take for instance now. You actually walk up to this babe,
yeah,
with bone shirt and everything, and you ask her out, and she somehow agrees. Will you be able to keep up with that lifestyle, with the bone straight lifestyle and the iPhone 13 lifestyle?
So the problem,
and the expensive restaurants.
So the problem is that you're assuming that when I see the girl, I'm seeing the bone straight and seeing that she came out of an Uber and seeing all these things.
Yeah.
The mistake you're making is that you're thinking I'm seeing all this. I'm just seeing a girl that I like. And, you know, for me to vibe to... And the funny thing, for me to like you, we have to maybe be in the same space.
Okay.
Or something. You know, I don't know. I don't have that skill of just seeing someone randomly on the street and go. So whether we have to be in the same space or the same event or something. But... If all I'm seeing is all these things you mentioned, then maybe that's when I start having a problem. Oh, but I'm seeing this girl. Because if she's... My assumption is that if you're doing that, she's living like that, then she can afford her lifestyle.
What if she's a small girl with a big god?
What's the definition of that? I sound like a code. I'm a bit old school.
Oh, you're going to have to find that out yourself.
Is that a sugar daddy?
Yeah, basically.
So one thing about this is, you shoot your shot. You could shoot your shot for someone that's, let's assume there's a league stuff and there's a class stuff, and the person doesn't feel you. You know, rejection is not based on, I don't see rejection, well, for some people, yes, but someone could reject you even if you guys are in the same social class.
Yeah, but I mean, you cannot ignore the fact that this baby is going to be high maintenance. Because she's already been exposed to a certain type of lifestyle.
Mm.
I'm not sure she would want to come down or drop her
teeth. And I don't want her to come down. So this is the
stuff. So can you afford that lifestyle? That's where I'm going to.
There are some people that are in that lifestyle that... So this is it. There are some people in that lifestyle that want you to maintain it for them. And there are some people in that lifestyle that can afford it and are okay and they can maintain it. Mine, I'm not advocating that, babes who want a certain lifestyle, want a certain guy that can afford some stuff, should look the other way and stuff. But I'm also saying there are some girls out there that can afford the lifestyle they want and are open to just meeting a guy, a person, an individual,
yeah,
who they vibe with and see, the other things about this guy. I like the way he talks. I like the way he looks into my eyes. I like the way he makes me feel.
I will bring out money.
Well, like I said, I mentioned something. A girl that can afford these things for herself.
Yeah,
and not for a girl that is... If it's a girl that's out there looking for someone that will make her life, you know, easy, provide this thing for her, then she should not look for a guy that's going to look into her eyes or speak or hold her hand.
When I look into your eyes, I see fire.
A guy that makes her feel safe. Or a guy
that gives her butterflies.
You know, guys, you know, there are different reasons why people date. People who date for someone that, when I'm with this guy, I feel safe. Or when I'm with this guy, he inspires me. The way he views life, I don't really see that. You know, so it goes both ways, but I'm just... Well, I think you get the point.
And if you look into my eyes, you see money in there.
Money.
Whoa. So, yeah. So, in spirit of having that conversation with my friend, right, I also came up with a theory. Mm. I believe or I think that men go for girls that are lower than their leagues. Reason being that a lot of men want to have women that they can... I don't want to use the word subdue because I feel like it's such a strong word.
In a sense,
but dominate, really.
Yeah.
Because I feel men always want to have the advantage. Oh, I'm the man. I'm the alpha male. Mm-hmm. I should be the head of the family and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So they will always go for women that are leagues or classes below them.
Yeah.
Probably educationally, financially, especially intellectually, mm-hmm. even emotionally sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys that target vulnerable women just cause, oh, I'll be able to like have a hold on her and just use something to keep her mm-hmm. in one place. And I gave an instance of this family friend that I told, when I told I was doing my master's, the next thing he would say was, you're doing master's, you don't want to get married, I try and chase away all the men. And I got really upset. I'm like, I'm not going to be with a man that has low self-esteem.
Yeah.
If your esteem is not high enough for you to accept the fact that I have a master's degree and I'll probably get a PhD, then you need to check yourself. And he's like, no, I don't mean that. I'm like, dude, just get the fuck. Anyways, so yeah, I feel like men... nigga. I feel like men will always go for women that are below their class. I don't know if it is true, but that is how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this play out time and time again.
True. And sometimes they do that because, yeah, there's that manipulative side of it. There's also that side.
So you agree that men are manipulative?
Of course, every human being is manipulative. I'm not
manipulative. Don't tell me that.
Well, every human being has a tendency to, like,
tendency, exactly. Yeah, I can agree with that.
I meant every gender, actually. But going to that stuff you said about, I was about going somewhere before you.
Rudely interrupted, I'm sorry.
No. This is a point. I blanked out a bit now.
He blanked out?
Yeah.
So. I didn't know I had this strong effect on people. Like, people blank out around me.
Yeah, your eyes, you know. When you look into your eyes,
you see fire.
Fire in the...
Fire.
I remember now. So we're talking about... It could also be, you know, apart from the manipulative side of it, it could also be just being safe because of how society, the pressure on guys, so they just want to be safe. Okay, get a lady that I feel okay, oh, I can supply the basic needs she wants.
She will look up to you.
Yeah, she look up to you, and will not start, you know, saying guy alpha. So sometimes it's the safety, and ladies will now complain about this. So sometimes it's having our cake and eating it, I think, is the problem with all these things. We want guys that are open, and guys that some guys will try and they'll get all shut down, like, okay boy, let me go to where I feel like I can be in control. And so it's I think everybody has to be open-minded about this whole stuff, even the guys, the girls and stuff, if they want to move beyond just a guy. Okay, every guy, go for a girl that if you give her 10% of your salary, she'll be like,
she will worship, like, you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, or if you want to move that and see a human being that you vibe with and you like the person, then in this generation, both the guy and the girl, they have to step up.
See that vibe thing, and that vibe thing is very important. But this brings me to the second story I saw, right, about this thing. I think it was like a few days after that other one came out, or if a week or so, and this lady wrote a thread about how she was with this guy, she really loved him, and her parents did not like him because she was earning more than him, and they warned her. She wanted to get married to the guy, actually, and they warned her that it was not going to end well, blah, blah, blah. And she said, he said asking her for money for projects
and
loans and stuff, and then she broke up with him. Now, I don't have a problem with her story. I understand that people can be manipulative and people can take advantage, right? Well, my question is, if the roles were reversed, do you think that the guy would have broken up with her because she asked for a loan, or she wanted him to support her business or her dream or something like that? That's just what I'm not saying she's wrong, or I'm just saying that, what if the roles were reversed? How would she react if the roles were reversed?
Yeah, definitely. It's likely, because I don't know her, so, but likely it would be like, most people would be like, no, she's the man. You should understand. You should be able to provide this. It just, he's, you know, but that's the stuff we're talking about from the start. Like, if the roles are reversed, you're bringing up a theory. Okay, then in this time we're talking about equity, then it should be the same. But someone can, you know, it's crazy. Mine, looking at the story, I listened to it, I read it rather, and I feel like, she made her point. And that's her person, and that's how she wants. There are lots of factors we don't know in the story. We don't know that, okay, she has seen the trend of the guy just coming up with ideas of business stuff and it going down.
Yeah.
Maybe, but clearly it didn't sound like that in her text. She didn't put that stuff. So it could just be that, oh, I don't give money to guys to make it. And I feel if it's just so rigid like that, then there's a problem, there's a mindset. And well, I wish her luck. She should find someone that...
I mean, there are people that... I know there are men that sponsor women to school. And yeah. After the end of the schooling period, they're like, oh, but you're not in my league anymore. I can't date or marry someone like you.
Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing is, just before that lady came out with her thread of how she broke up with someone, a different story came out the day before, 2 days before, about this man who was saying that his wife was the one that sponsored him up until like last year or so when he was in Nigeria. She's actually white, I think.
Yeah,
she's white. She's older than him. When he was in Nigeria, she sponsored his job, I mean his lifestyle, basically. Like, because not like he was living lavish, but she was sponsoring him. So he was able to get his papers. I think they got married. He was able to move abroad. He didn't get a job immediately because he couldn't get a work permit, right?
Yeah.
And she was still the one sponsoring him. She was giving him out of her.
Okay, I saw that story similar to that, but that was also a Nigeria babe that was already there.
Okay, older. But
this
Niger
one came
babe?
Out later after the lady's post.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, was before. Okay. So he's like, now I think he owns a trucking company or something.
After three years.
After 3 years of marriage and stuff like that. Yeah. And I mean, the guy seemed genuinely happy. Like, Duman obviously sponsored what? She didn't have a problem with sponsoring him.
His dreams, yeah.
So I think maybe that lady who had a problem with sponsoring her man's dreams had probably had bad experiences with men, because I know there are men that would take advantage of the fact that, oh, my girlfriend wants to spend on me or she wants to give me money, and they are just going to go all out. And when they're supposed to take a finger, they won't take the whole arm. So I feel that's what I think, though, but maybe you might have a different opinion.
Yeah, you're right. I think the truth is that things have happened, you know, in life, you know, that's enough for us to stop, you know, going into relationship. If you hear G's stay. But you know, at the end of the day, do you want to just build walls all around you and not live life? You know,
I wish some people could listen to this part right now.
Yeah, so you have to I feel we should be careful on what we take in on social media. We should not just see things and see someone's version and take it like a rule. Like, oh, now it's
word
a rule.
For word.
Yeah, don't give money to a guy that you because you earn more than the guy, and if you don't give the money to the guy for his business because he's the guy. Now, you have seen on that story of a woman who supported her guy. They were not married then, but she saw him, she saw the person, and she trusted. And yes, it could have gone the other way around, but it worked for her.
Yeah.
And she's happy now. And this other one was not ready to try it out. And I don't know, like I said, there are other factors. Maybe where I could also have a problem with if the guy, for instance, brought the project to the lady and start insisting and say, oh lady, I know you have the money, this is the project I have in mind, I want you to give me the loan, and insisting on it. I have a problem with that very direct attitude. If you immediately put, oh no, I have a problem with it, then you cool off. And if you know, so I just, because it's not also right to feel entitled to your partner's money.
It's not your money.
It's not your money, especially when you're not married to the person. It's okay to suggest that this is what you're doing, but I think in a sense, if you're suggesting and planning your project on your partner's money, I think it's a problem. I think it's also showing, because even if you read that guy's story, the one that the lady sponsored, if you say he was just sharing his idea with the lady.
And the
lady just comes up and surprises him with, oh, this is
it's
the
not
money
like he was
this
feeling
he was,
entitled.
Yeah, he was not asking
he
her
would
for,
just tell her, and if she could sharing, support,
yeah,
she would support.
Yeah,
like,
he was just sharing his business ideas with this lady, and
I
you know, because they're in a relationship.
That was a great thing they had.
But if he had come and said, oh, I know you're earning money, and this thing will work. Then that's a problem.
And most of the time, it will not work. It's just go to shit.
Yeah, because, man, forget, if you have not, if personally, I've learned it that way. If you're working towards something, you must be ready to go all in alone.
Yeah.
And if something comes up on the side, good. But if you're planning on
someone's money, someone else's,
it's most likely going to fail.
I also feel like our society has a role to play in this thing, because you know how we're fond of seeing men as providers, women as women as what's that thing?
Caregivers,
women are collectors. Oh, wow. But people think women are the ones to be at home. Yeah. Men are for provision and protection. Women are for housekeeping.
And things
cooking.
Are changing. Even in the
things
work,
are changing.
In the
so
employment
like,
stuff, a lot of ladies are employed over the guys.
Yeah, so like, I feel like with time, maybe we'll get there to a place where it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, you're able to take charge in your house, in your home, wherever, and just like, you know, provide regardless of your gender.
Yeah,
I feel at some point when we get there, I think this will be better.
Yeah, I think we and we should know that it's a hard one, you know. For
it is.
It's a very tricky one, and that's why the maturity of the person, of each individual, we have to get ready. We have to understand that things are changing. We can't apply the same thing that our parents did in this time. You know, it is just a long gist if we continue, but
we'll not leave yet.
It's interesting. I wish everybody, first of all, that class stuff, you should see yourself as a human being. You should develop yourself.
We're human beings first.
Yeah, first. And you know,
if you want to tell someone that person on your league, like, do it with some form of empathy or humanity. Some people are just very mean.
You know, and that league stuff, you like, I could see someone, because what defines league? Is it money? I can see someone that has money and she doesn't have the mental vibe I want.
You know, like,
and that's,
you can't it all, really.
Yeah, and that's like, man, I don't, you know, we don't vibe on that lane, and that's okay. I don't need to say, oh, you're not in my league mentally. I don't need to say that, because you know, it's most times most people say that it's money, and that's the annoying thing. Check it. Most people that say that league stuff, it's about money. And you know, it's terrible shit, but it's all right. It's, and don't true. Change for me. If you love money and you know that makes you happy,
go for it by all means.
You know, don't listen to me and now don't be happy after. I know, you know, so all right.
Anyways, this brings us to the end, because if we stay here, Omar will not leave. They'll push us.
Yes, sir.
The studio manager will come and carry
really
us.
Giving us,
he's already giving us a signal.
Yeah.
If not, we'll start washing clothes.
You know, and so, it's been interesting.
It has been.
Interesting.
I can hear him giving side remarks from the back, but we're not going to listen to him.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening in. Emeka, thank you so much. It is always fun having you here. I really, really, really love having you. I'm going to also make you co-host. Let me rest.
Money is coming.
So that in case I'm not around, he can just do a couple episodes for you people, because Otis sue me. Anyways, yeah, so thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys had a wonderful time as I did. I hope to see you guys next week. Don't forget to follow, like, share. Please tell your friends to tell their friends also. So listen to JJC Tales by Diana. So please, you guys, take care of yourselves. One love. Love you guys. Mwah. Ciao.